This is 43-year-old Amber Herons. Back in 2020, Amber was arrested in connection with the murder of 53-year-old David Letty. Amber was one of many homeless drug-addicted females that would exchange sexual favors to be allowed to live in David's home. According to the arrest report, police believed Amber shot and killed David after he attacked her son Xavier with a baseball bat.
Amber?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm Detective Showmaker.
How are you?
Good. Anything?
Do you have soda?
Soda?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of soda do you want?
Coke.
Okay, so I'm going to talk to you about a homicide that happened in June, the middle of June, okay? Before I do that, I'm going to get some of your personal information. How many kids do you have?
Four. What's the difference between first degree and second degree?
First degree, a lot has to do with premeditation.
Okay.
Do you know what you brought up here on?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me what you brought up here on.
Which one are we talking about? Drugs or
no,
murder?
No, the other one, murder.
Okay. I'm brought up here for questioning on the murder.
Do you know what murder we're talking about then?
David Letty.
Now, how do you know David Letty? How did you know David Letty?
I met David Letty through Stephanie Warren, who was a friend of mine. I've seen Dave in a psychotic rage. He's always got enemies. Dave has people after him all the time. He's always in confrontation because he does, fucked up shit to people. He's done so much shit to me. He's done so much shit to my son. No one will help Dave work no more. No one would, because he will not pay you. He will just put you through the most. I had to put gas in the car to get to the jobs and buy him cigarettes, and he never paid me back. And then he will start shit. He went around. I don't know these rumors that are going around about me and my son doing crimes together locally. I don't understand that. There's no way in hell I would do a crime with my son. I'm not saying I haven't and I wouldn't. I'm telling you the truth. I have no reason to lie to you. If you come and ask me a question, I'm going to tell you the truth about it. Because I just feel like, even if I'm wrong, that makes me right with God, you know what I'm saying? David beat my son with a bat almost to death. His arms were swollen twice the size of his body. And he more or less crawled to the quick shop to call me. David did not like any other men at the house because he wanted to be like Hugh Hefner or something, because they're all females.
Amber begins by creating a narrative where David was not only immoral, but he was also a very angry, unstable man. Amber also claims that David was a con man who had many enemies everywhere.
We know by everything that we've done on this case so far, we know this is what this stemmed from was him, his confrontation with Xavier in a bat.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
We understand that. Who were you with during this night, early morning hours, I guess you could say, that died?
I was with Stephanie and Ashley and Rob.
Now, this happens in the morning, in the early morning hours, about 3:30 in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Okay. As I understand, before that, during the night before that, I guess you could say that you and Stephanie are out kind of catting around.
Yep.
What are you guys out doing?
Buying a bag of dope.
Okay. You guys go to the west side of town for that?
Yes, we did.
You're talking about meth?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
When Amber is asked why she went into town, she admits it was for drugs. Amber believes that if she is honest about the little things, the detective will believe her about the big ones. Amber continues telling her story about what happened the night David was murdered.
What did you guys do with that dope?
Well,
I had to be Captain Obvious here, but where did you go? Where did you take it somewhere? Use it there?
Yeah, we went straight to Dave's house, and Dave wasn't home yet. And
was it just you four or you five there? Xavier, Stephanie, Ashley, Rob, and you?
Hold on. It seems like Shauna might have been in one of the rooms. I don't know if you know the layout of the house, but it's 7-Eleven. I think Shauna
might have... It's kind of like the Brady Bunch house.
It does, doesn't it?
It's in that era, it seems.
It is. It so much is. Rumors, so And so does Shauna. Shauna looks like Three's Company, the girl said Three's Company. She does. I think she might have been in her room. Sometimes she'd go in there and shut the door, and you don't know if she's there or not. But
like, is that the one with the padlocks on it?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Is she hiding in there, or is she just trying to keep people out?
Other people's stuff she steals.
No.
So she may or may not have been in there at that moment, but I think we come back once or twice before we went to, throughout the night we were there like twice, so at what given point she may or may not have been there, I'm unaware. But as far as I'm understanding our scene, it was just us, myself, Stephanie, Xavier, Rob, and Ashley. And they wanted to go to the casino. We didn't really want to go, but at the end, she had already promised them going, so we went. Okay, so I called Dave on the speakerphone. I said, did you hit my son with a bat? He said, yes, I did. I said, okay, well, get that bat ready, because when I get there, I'm going to rock you. He said, okay, I'm ready. And that's what happened. We get there. He runs up, runs in my face, and he's, like, sizing me up and shit. And I'm just standing there, and Stephanie goes in on him. She, and they're face-to-face, and they're kind of, like, wrestling around, and, you know, not throwing blows, but you know how you do that, chest, like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of screaming and spitting. She's like, you let all these bitches come and tell them they can't go back, kick them out for bigger stuff, and then let them come right back in, don't say nothing to them. And he's like, that nigger's never fucking allowed here again. That fucking nigger is never allowed here. And she's like, that's it, shooting. She kept telling me shooting. And she kept saying, I'm like, Stephanie, stop. I'm like, I'm trying to talk to Dave. Dave, why did you hit my son with a bat? At this time, I don't know where my son's at, because we went looking for him first when we got into town. He's not there. Nobody's seen him. We were looking for him for 45 minutes. Mom was in the back worried about getting something to eat. I'm like, I had not heard from my son for 4 days after that. I didn't know if he crawled off somewhere or died. He hit the dog with a bat. And this is just based on, I've still not seen my son. I don't know where my son is. I don't know if he's okay. I don't know what, he said his arm's swollen twice the size of his body. And he's like, yeah, and he did that to my wife, so I'm calling the police. I said, okay. We're both calling the police at the same time, because you tell me how he crawled away from here with broken arms and put that to the windshield. That looked pretty heavy. You know what I'm saying? You did that because I called you and told you I'm on my way, and you know I'm going to get with you, and that's just that. He knows it. I'm tired. I was tired of Dave. Dave is psychotic crazy. I swear to God he is. So we get there, and like I said, he ran up on me 3 times, and I took a couple steps back, or he, you know, and his fist clenched and shit, and he was really sizing me up, because I just knew any given second he was going to take off on me. And Stephanie got in the way, and she just can't remember her hollering to shoot him. Well, the last time he ran up on me, and he said he was going to get his bat so he could do me like he did my son. I shot him.
Amber admits that she is the one who shot David, but she only did it in self-defense.
I didn't know what he was going to do, and I know what he's capable of. Like I said, I see him pull a knife on Stephanie, and he, I don't know if my son's alive right now. And I might be wrong, but I don't regret it, because my son didn't deserve that.
So Xavier calls you at the casino. You hear about this casino. You guys are leaving. And correct me if I get this wrong. And Xavier calls you, tells you that David beat him with a bat. He's at the quick shop. Mm-hmm. I can hardly breathe, you said.
Yeah.
Sounds very like he's hurt.
Yeah.
Anybody correct in saying that?
Yeah.
So you guys roll up to Wichita. During that time, do you have conversation with David?
I do.
What's your David's conversation like? You have a phone call or a text message or what?
I texted him first and asked him. I think I tried to call first and he went to voicemail, so I texted him asking him if he beat my son with a bat. And I don't remember if he texted that yes or not, but I do know that the people in the car that known him for 20 years just swore he wouldn't do that. And I'm telling you right now, he would do that much, 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 much more, and has. I guarantee it. I'll put my life on it. And I called him speakerphone for everybody in the car. And I said, did you hit and beat my son with that? Yes, I did. Get that bat ready. I'm going to rock you when I get there. And I was really, it was intent when I said that I was going to beat his ass because I know I can. I've been doing a lot for a long time, and I was going to beat his ass, but I seen the psychotic rage he was in, and I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to. And then when he threatened me, but that is just a weapon as a gun is. I know people have died from bats. My son is a kid. He's homeless. Had nowhere to go. He didn't deserve that. Now he don't even have his phone still. He don't have his backpack. He's been out here. I don't know where he's at. I did not talk to him for 4 days. I thought he was dead.
When he's up in your face, when do you decide I'm gonna shoot this guy?
I wanted to the whole time, no, I'm not going to lie. I wanted to the whole time because...
Why do you want to shoot?
Because I didn't know if my son was dead or alive. And I did not... I just felt my heart went out to my son.
You thought about it. You wanted to the whole time.
I thought about it.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Yeah. I mean,
I thought about shooting people too, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's the initial thought a person has. It's natural. You know what I'm saying? You're in the midst of all of this. And I'm not going to lie. I was probably high. I know, in fact, I was high because we smoked a bowl before we left. But now, does that make one's mind think irrationally? I don't believe it does because I felt as though I held my position and allowed him to do the most until he threatened my life as well, which I didn't know he turned around on me for what he was going to do.
When does he talk, or what does he say to you again about doing something to you?
He said, I'm going to go get the bat and do you like I did your son.
Does he ever touch you?
Yeah, when he ran up on me, he, like I expressed, like, you know, he had space punching, like, bumping with his shoulder, and he's all up in my face, and I had to do this so he didn't touch my face, you know. But he never full hit me, you know, but yeah, he touched me, yeah.
This with his chest?
His chest, his shoulder hit, you know, and then he went back and do that with his arm. Yeah, I didn't know what Dave was going to do.
What do you mean, what he was
going to
do?
Well, he was walking back. He was going back towards the house to get his bat. And he, like he said, as he was walking back, and then he turned around to do one last run up on me. I shot him. I shot one damn time. Once. I did not overkill him. I aimed and I shot. When I aimed, it was going to hit him right here. But he went to, when he went to do that turn, that like little whatever, run back on me or whatever, and like, turn a little bit, I think I might hit him like right there.
With Amber's confession out of the way, the detective has been analyzing her story to see if what she did was murder or self-defense. When Amber finishes her statement, it's the detective's turn to present all the evidence they have against her and call her out for her many lies.
But, I guess I shouldn't stop saying that, but, so they're doing this and arguing and shit, and then he came to run up another time, and he ran towards me, and that's when he shoulder bumped me or whatever, and then he's like hurrying back to the house. He's like, I'm gonna do you like I did your son, and he turned around to do one last like run up or whatever.
And where's he at when you shot him?
Right here on the porch, right by the porch.
Okay, and you're still standing there?
He kind of entered the doorway and turned around and went, you know, yeah.
Well, here's some concerns I have about this. I knew beforehand you were probably going to come in here and say something similar to that, or you weren't here, or you weren't there at the time. You're telling me that David's the one that's pissed off, and we've interviewed Stephanie, we understand what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Xavier being over the house he's not supposed to because he stole from David, and that's what we're told from everybody.
Yeah, but he was allowed to for a couple weeks, and he was cool for a couple weeks after that. Then all of a sudden it changed, so.
No. Well, irregardless, this stemmed over from Xavier being there when David wasn't there. And then something happens. Xavier, I've talked to him, and he's not being honest with me. He's not being forthcoming with information.
Is he okay?
He's fine. That's some concerns I have there. He's fine. He says I wasn't injured.
He will do that. He will.
Well, I checked him out. I didn't see any bruises, anything of that nature. Irregardless, I don't know what Xavier says to you on the phone besides what you tell me, mm-hmm. Okay? Because Xavier, he's not being forthcoming with that.
He's scared.
Well, Xavier didn't kill anybody.
Okay.
Right. But so I don't understand why, if he's got more to say, then he wouldn't tell me that. But regardless, he's had his chance, and he did. So what I do know, though, I don't know what he told you. Okay. I know that you're obviously pissed off at the casino.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm taking all of
this. Honestly, if somebody, if my son or daughter called and said somebody beat them with a bat, I would be pissed off too. I couldn't agree with him more. But the problem I have is here, you're telling me that David's all fired up. Now, I know when you guys arrive there that David is outside on his front porch. I know some people go inside and what they hear is an argument. They do hear an argument. They know David was kind of hot, started kind of yelling when you guys arrived. But what they hear more than anything is you yelling. And I can tell.
It was Stephanie.
Well, they know Stephanie and they know you. They know Stephanie and they know you. But here's the problem I have. You tell me that David was the one wound up. But when I look at these text messages in David's phone, so here's just kind of basically what we do is download phones.
Yeah.
And it gives us the content. So basically we got this program where I punch your number in there and it gives me all the calls and text messages between you and David.
Mm-hmm.
So what it did is kind of cut this out. Okay. Yeah. And there's a missed call there, from you to him. Then there's one from, him to you, you called him again, talked for 34 seconds. And then there's one to you from him. Right there. And that's at 2:49 hours.
And that's text?
Yep.
And these things, he spoke over the phone, over the voice call right here on speakerphone.
Right.
As well, yeah.
And I obviously can't get all the facts from that, all the details from that, but I can get from the text. He's telling you to cool down. He wasn't injured. He was asked repeatedly to leave, and wouldn't, so I helped him along. Now, I'm not trying to judge. Well, and I'm not trying to judge what David did to him. I'm not saying that's right or that's wrong, but what you're telling me, you were the cool one there, but when I look at these text messages, you were pissed.
Oh, yeah. In the text, in this time, you didn't ask me about livid.
David is the cool one in this text message.
Because he knows he fucked up. But see, right here, initially at the casino, yes, I was heated. My son just got off the phone with me and told me about it. Yes, I was heated. And he's trying to justify his... David's not dumb. David's not dumb by far. He's a very highly intelligent man.
Okay.
And he knows. He knows how to cover his... He knows. Yeah, I was livid then.
There's things in this case that I can prove and things that obviously are up to interpretation by other people, such as yourself and the other four people.
Yeah,
there.
I just told you I killed somebody. Why would I lie about any factors within it? I wouldn't.
To make it look better for yourself.
How? It's wrong, no matter how it looks.
You think it's wrong that you shot him?
Well, I think murder is wrong regardless, but why did I have to be pushed to that? Do you see what I'm saying? I think everyone's allowed to protect themselves for a reason.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Why would I hold out for so long? Why would I allow him to at least make way to the fucking door to get a bat and tell me that?
And you also say, I'm going to rock you guys.
That's damn right.
And you
said that.
Okay. So that seems like you're taking the fight to him.
I was going to beat him up. I told you that. I was going to beat him up. I had no intentions initially on using that gun because I thought I could beat him up until I seen the psychotic rage he was in.
So why do you get out of the car with that gun?
For my protection in case I needed it. I seen they pull a knife on Stephanie going down the road while he was driving.
But you're the one who's going to kick his ass in these messages.
Yes, but if you... Okay, think about this. Have you ever had to fight someone that's psychotic, like just out of their fucking mind crazy?
Yes.
Okay, and you're going to have to put in work to do that. I'm old and tired. I'm tired of this shit. Okay? I have had to do that. And
you don't take your person to the casino because we got to do that. But you bring it out for that.
Yes, I did. For my protection. Okay. I did. But if I was coming just straight to come kill him, I would not even brought the purse. I just took the gun out and just went up to him and shot him. I didn't do that. And I shot one time. I'm not saying that it makes it better. I'm not saying it makes it any more right. I deserve to pay for it. But I think the factors apply that, you know, I have a right.
Okay.
I didn't know if my son was okay. You think I want to go through this? You do?
No, I'm sorry if you interpreted that. No.
You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what it's like to remember your life, all your life.
Well, obviously, Amber, I have not lived in your shoes. I have not lived in David's shoes. People we talked to said David was a great guy. He was kind of an asshole sometimes, but he was a good guy. That's, you're saying different. I don't know. It's one of the things, I don't know David, so I can't comment on
it. He had a guy out of his room named G.I. Joe that wanted to kill him. He had several other people. He said on the news he had confrontations all the time. He's always in some shit.
Yeah, let's get back to this case anyway.
Always.
But
easy to get along with.
Well, the problem is, people there are hearing you two argue. And then he gets shot.
Listen.
What they don't hear during an argument is
her saying kill him 500 times.
Well, they don't hear that, and then they don't hear I'm gonna get my bat and do the same shit that you did to your son. Now does he open the door? Does he open that front door?
Well, they had looked out one time and I believe closed the door. But the door, yeah. I think he did open the door. He did open the door.
Was the door open when you shot him? Do you remember?
The door was open when I shot him. Yeah, he had opened the door. Yes, the door was open when I shot him. It was. But it had not been open the whole time.
Where were you aiming when you shot him?
What do you mean? For at him?
Yeah. I mean, because you got sights on that gun. I don't. It's just the end of a gun. Are you kind of aiming that way? Or are you just like point aiming? Or how you doing? But what are you shooting for? What area of the body?
His head.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's telling you he's going to do that. He's told you he's going to do the same thing he did to your son.
Yes.
Did he say I'm going to beat your ass with a bat or I'm going to do
the same thing?
He just said
the same thing
that I did to your son.
That's right.
So you assume at that time that
I know the bat's behind the door.
How do you know the bat's
behind the door? Because it's there all the time. He has one behind the door and one behind the couch. I know it there. Every day, been there. I help him do lots of jobs and I know where the bat's at. He shot someone before. He's not how anybody. It's probably Ashley and Rob because they just got back from hell. I don't know how long years. I don't know. He's very, very. He does help people, but not without cost.
Okay, let's get back to this. Okay, so he keeps going behind the door, mm-hmm. on the front door there,
yeah.
and behind the couch.
Yes.
He's facing you. Is it point in time, just so I can understand, that he just threatens to do to you what he did to your son again, and that's when you make the decision to shoot, and he's facing you at that time?
Yes, because he had already hurried to the porch, mm-hmm. and was going inside, and I know he was a matter of around the door, and he's got the bat. Okay. He didn't, maybe I should have waited till he had the bat and came at me then too, but I was scared. At that point, I was scared because I'm never going to be able to hold a bat, and all I knew was once he had that bat and was coming at me that it was going to inevitable that one of us was going to get hurt. And I'm tired of being one.
What did you think he was going to do?
Once he got that bat, he was going to come. The three times he ran up on me in the rage and the little whatever confrontation that shit was, I guarantee you he was going to hit me with that bat. There's no doubt in my mind. None. I wasn't allowing that. And you can hate me for it.
Okay.
I'm telling the truth.
So you shot him because of what he did to your son?
Because what he was going to do right then and get that bat to do me like he did my son.
Okay.
That is the only time I bared that gun.
But you had thought about it before that?
Of course. And the argument, yes. And I remain calm. On my dad's grave, I was not hollering at him. That was him and Stephanie nonstop. In fact, I couldn't get a word in sometimes, Edwards. Stephanie was, if you knew her, she just, she didn't even know I got out the car the night he pulled the knife on her. Because she was so bad, she called me 10 minutes later, when'd you get out? I don't know, I I can't tell you, I can't make things up or act or take nothing away. All I have is what it is.
Once again, we have a murder suspect claiming self-defense. Yet when their victim is killed, not only do they hide the murder weapon, but they also go on the run for several weeks. Amber can claim self-defense, but in reality, because she hid the weapon and ran, she knows what she did was not considered self-defense.
Did you know we were looking for you?
I had an idea you were looking for me when I was over at AJ's, and you guys were getting ready to run up in there. And I just wanted to call you guys at one point and tell you to call off your elite team because I'm too old for this shit. You guys all but walked over me. So many times I just barely...
Were you there when we served the search warrant?
I was there when you were pulling up. I watched you guys pull up with the lights off. I was out. I was sneaking away, running.
Well, AJ's, that's over in Green, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Officers I know went there and talked to him about coming in and searching for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Were you there then?
I was not inside. I was there right before you guys came up.
Where were you at?
I was in the house for a couple hours before that, and then I ran out the back and hopped fences and hid under a car, and then I slept under a porch a few blocks away. Right before the overpass, where you can walk across the overpass.
Were you there when we came back during the daytime?
I was watching you guys while you watched his house. Right on Keller Drive, kind of like where the overpass that you can walk across. Like, I was there. I seen the car that was watching and I hurried past.
So you were in the backyard when you saw us pull up and you slipped out?
Yeah, no. I was in the house when you guys were coming. And then I was in the backyard. And I had jumped the back fences. And then I was up under a van when you guys were coming from the one block over with your lights off and shit. When you're in this position, you don't know what you might, you know what I'm saying? You're scared. I wanted to come back and talk to you guys. And then just the fear overrode because I can justify my actions don't mean that you guys think they were justified.
You think looking back on it now, should have, or looking, reviewing it, do you think that you should have shot him? What about then? When you hear the moment, do you think you should have shot him, or did you think right after that that you fucked up?
I think I should have. No, my son's okay, though. I shouldn't have. Now that I know my son's okay, I shouldn't have shot him.
In the end, Amber would be charged with second-degree murder, and the case would go to trial, where she would be found guilty. The prosecution was able to show the jury that not only was Amber not in any danger, but she also had the ability to leave the situation. After the jury found her guilty, Amber was sentenced to 16 years in prison, followed by 3 years of probation. What are your thoughts on this case? Was Amber justified in what she did, or was it just cold-blooded murder? Please share your thoughts in the comments below.